22 veterans a day commit suicide. That's according to a 2013 VA study. But the reality behind that number and what it's doing to the way we think about younger veterans isn't simple. Jay Price reports as part of the American Homefront Project.
22, not something vague or rounded off, not 30, not 20, 22. A number so specific it inspires instant credibility and action.
A retired Marine vet has walked more than 1,000 miles hoping to.
There have been lots of news stories this summer about Toby Flaggett, who is walking from Oregon to New Jersey wearing a t-shirt that says 22 is 22 too many.
The police officer and Marine Corps veteran stopped in Clinton, Iowa Wednesday, hoping to raise awareness about the problem of veteran suicide.
People don't want to talk about it, but it's a real problem.
Every day, 22 veterans commit suicide.
And almost weekly, there are other walks, swims, and runs dedicated to that number. Street corner rallies on the 22nd of each month, and 22-kilometer marches in California and Texas led by shirtless Marines in short shorts carrying packs that weigh 22 kilograms. And the statistic has inspired more than just physical challenges.
Now today, we lose 22 veterans a day to suicide.
That's President Obama at a national mental health conference in 2013.
Mr. President, every day, approximately 22 American veterans commit suicide.
And that's Senator John McCain on the Senate floor earlier this year, endorsing the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention for American Veterans Act. It was named after a veteran of the Afghanistan and Iraq wars who killed himself. But as it turns out, 22 a day has little to do with veterans of those wars. Iraq combat veteran Keith Jennings is a clinical psychologist who studies suicide prevention and acts as chief science advisor for a Durham-based group called StopSoldierSuicide.org.
That number, we talk about it out of context, it's questionable.
And there's a lot of context. Jennings says the 22 research was a Herculean effort by good scientists, but that it's often misused. The study that came up with the figure clearly mentioned some big caveats. First, it's hard to know from death certificates whether somebody is actually a veteran. And second, more than two-thirds of the people in the study who killed themselves were at least 50 years old. Department of Defense epidemiologist and statistician Derek Smolensky says suicide studies are usually full of caveats like that, in part because suicide is relatively rare.
The numbers that happen with suicide are much less than you would get with something, say, you know, a cold or a flu. With the military and the veteran populations, it takes so long to put together good data on suicide research because we need enough time to lapse to allow enough cases to accrue for us to start making meaningful sense of the data.
And of course, you can't ask questions of the people you most need to study, the victims. Smolensky, who works at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State, was among the authors of two major suicide studies published this year. One found that veterans who served during the Afghanistan and Iraq wars commit suicide at a rate of about one a day. The other concluded that Americans deployed to those wars were actually less likely to kill themselves than those who served during the same period but didn't go to war. Smolensky cites caveats too and says his study shouldn't be compared directly with the 22 study. But like many suicide researchers, he says he's become used to seeing his work misinterpreted.
I'm at the point where I shrug it off. The popular media will latch on to whatever number they want to and go forth from there.
But misinterpreting data can have serious consequences. Dr. Bruce Capehart is a psychiatrist who recently spoke to a state veterans task force about the complexities of suicide research and the problems with 22. He heads the mental health program for Afghanistan and Iraq veterans at the Durham VA Medical Center. Capehart says reliable data is literally a matter of life and death.
That helps us focus what should our efforts be in terms of outreach, education, prevention, and treatment, because we have very good treatments for these mental health conditions, but we have to know who the people are who need those treatments before we can help them become engaged in care.
And there's a more subtle issue about the figure of 22 suicides a day. While it's been a valuable tool for drawing more attention to veterans' issues, Jennings worries it contributes to a corrosive stereotype of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans.
There's a narrative that goes something like, American enlists, American goes to war, American comes back and is diagnosed with a mental health condition or is broken, and because they have PTSD, they ultimately kill themselves. That's a false narrative.
And it's not the first. Jennings is the son of a Vietnam vet and grew up surrounded by successful, well-adjusted veterans of that war. Even so, he says, when he thinks about Vietnam vets, his mind conjures up the cartoonish stereotype of the Vietnam veteran on a street corner, begging from a wheelchair with a POW MIA flag. This kind of narrative is powerful stuff. Today, some even worry that all the talk of 22 deaths a day, without the caveats, may be leading more young veterans to kill themselves.
That kind of is the thing that scares me a little bit about being very overt and talking about it, is does it legitimize it as a course of action?
Ilario Pantano is North Carolina's Director of Veterans Affairs and an Iraq combat veteran. He says the stereotype also can make life harder, even for vets who aren't struggling with mental health problems.
Potentially it causes an employer to be reluctant to hire a veteran or somebody be uncomfortable to be in a relationship with a veteran, and then that can lead to a negative spiral downstream just because there's some perception that there's some fragility or danger, you know, associated with that person.
Pantano doesn't want to minimize the issue of veteran suicides, even though 22 a day isn't close to the real number of Iraq and Afghanistan vets who kill themselves. Part of the complex reality is that some still do. Both Jennings and Pantano each say men who served under them in Iraq killed themselves after coming home. Pantano keeps the photo of one in his office.
What I will tell you is that one is too many. One a day is too many. 22 a day is a number that that hurts the mind.
So it is true that even young veterans are more likely to kill themselves than people who haven't served in the military, and that small but significant numbers of them suffer problems such as PTSD and traumatic brain injury. But Jennings says people should remember the complex truth about suicide when they meet a young combat veteran or when they hear that 22 statistic.
What gets lost in the conversation is that the majority, actually you can say the vast majority of folks do okay. The vast majority of our veterans do okay.
Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.